This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Shabbos, tape number 2. For subscription information about the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, please contact Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Monsey, New York, 10952, or call us at 1-888-DAF-YOMI. This tape is dedicated in memory of Rav Shmuel Pinchas ben Rav Yehuda Arya Halevi Heber, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. A Magid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We're holding a Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chof Amud Beis, at the beginning of the second Perek, Perek Bame Madlikin. And the Mishnah asks, Bame Madlikin Ubama Ein Madlikin. What kind of wicks can be used for Neiros Shabbos, and what kind of wicks cannot be used? The overall theme here is going to be that oils that do not burn well, meaning that they're not easily absorbed by a wick, and wicks that do not absorb oil well, they can't be used for Shabbos lighting, because a ner kindled with wicks or oil that are not good will start flickering, and a person will not be able to see well with them, and a person may come to tilt the lamp in order to make the flame stronger. With that, he'll come to be over an isra of malacha on Shabbos of Havara. So the Mishnah says that one cannot use wicks of lechesh, this is a wool-like substance of the cedar tree, chaisen, which is flax, kolach, which is floss silk, psilas ha'idan, wood-like substance from the arava, the willow tree, psilas ha'midbar, grass from the desert. Finally, yoreka sha'al pnei ha'mayim, simas. The Mishnah then continues with oils that cannot be used. Zephes, tar, shaiva, wax, shemen kik, wool oil, shemen sreifo, oil that came from truma tamea, alya, fat of the sheep's tail, chelev, fat which is osur ba'achila. The difference between shuman and chelev is shuman is fat which is mutter ba'achila, and chelev is fat which is osur ba'achila. We should point out as a side matter, we talk about wax, although wax cannot be used as oil, wax are able to be used as candles. And this, of course, we know is what we use today. And this is the Shita of Rashi and Taisvis, as well as it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Samach Dalad, Siv Zayin, that wax candles may be used for Neiros Shabbos. The Mishnah then says, Nochem Hamadi says, you can use fat that was cooked, which is referred to as tallow, but the Chachamim say, Echad Mavushal, the Echad She'enim Mavushal, whether it was cooked or uncooked fat, Ein Madlikin Bayit. They may not be used for Hadlokas Neiros Shal Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Yureika sha'al pnei hamayim refers to grass which grows on the side of a stationary ship sitting in a port, or otherwise called simas. All the items that the Mishnah listed as wicks, which cannot be used on Shabbos, can be used to make a torch for light or heat on Shabbos. Since there are so many wicks, even if one of the wicks flickers out, it'll be rekindled by the other wicks. So we're not chayshish for chilul Shabbos, because a person is not going to tilt that to try to get it relit, because there are other wicks to help relight it. Mashenkin, if it's a single wick, like for a candle, if that's flickering out, the person loses it completely. There were chayshish for chilul Shabbos. Although the wicks listed in the Mishnah are pasul as wicks, but they can be used as a floating device to hold up a kashera wick. The Gemara says the wicks and oils enumerated in our Mishnah, which are also to be used for halakas neiros shel Shabbos, also cannot be used in the Beis HaMikdash to light the menorah, since it must be items which are oila me'elaha, capable of burning totally independently without help, i.e. wicks and oil which burn well. The Gemara says the worn-out pants and belts of the Kohanim would be torn up and used as wicks for the fires of the big Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which was done on Sukkot in the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Huna says, the wicks and oils which can't be used for Halakas Neiros Shel Shabbos also cannot be used for Neiros Chanukah, since kofsa zokukla, if the menorah light goes out, you must rekindle it. And since these items mentioned in the Mishnah don't burn well, there is a more higher degree of likelihood that they will not burn long enough, i.e. they will not burn for at least a half hour. He'll forget to rekindle them and not be yaitz in the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah. This reason applies to both Chol as well as Erev Shabbos. In addition, on Shabbos, he can't use the Mishnah's wicks and oils, since Rav Huna holds mutter li'ishtamesh lo'ira. It's mutter to benefit from the light of the Chanukah menorah for personal purposes, for example, if a person wants to read. So if on Shabbos he uses inferior wicks and it starts to flicker out, he may tip the menorah to improve the light, and he'll be over on the melacha of Havara. But Rav Chisda said, on Chol, he can use the Mishnah's wicks and oils, since he holds, Kofsa ein zakugla. If the Neiros Chanukah go out before the proper half-hour zman, one does not have to rekindle. On Shabbos, however, it's also to use the Mishnah's wicks and oil, since he is chayshish for the Chil Shabbos reason that we mentioned before. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Simen Tov Reish Ayin Gimel, Sif Beis, Paskins like Rav, who says, Kofsa ein zakugla. If the lights of one's menorah goes out prematurely, he's not mechuyev to go back and relight. However, the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Chaf Zayin brings b'shem yachreinim that even though we hold kofsa ein zakukla, it's still a mitzvah lachatchila to go back and relight anyway. Rav said a third shita. Although the items in the Mishnah are aser fardlakas neir shel Shabbos, they are mutter to use on Chanukah, whether it be on Chol or on Erev Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehu explained why. Number one, the reason that they're mutter to use is because we hold kofsa ein zakukla. If it goes out, you don't have to relight. Number two, regarding the Chil Shabbos issue, there's no issue of Chil Shabbos, since the halacha is osur li'ishtamesh li'ora. It's osur to benefit from the light of the Chanukah licht, ein lan rishus li'ishtamesh b'hem. So since he can't get hana'ah, there is no chashash of shamayata that he might tip it over. He's not going to touch it, since it's obvious that its sole purpose is for ner mitzvah, not for personal use. At first, Abaye did not want to accept it, but later he did, and he said that it's a shame that I didn't learn this earlier. But the Gemara asks, what does it matter when he learned it? He learned it now. Gemara answers, Nafgamina girsa diyankusa. What one learns when he is younger, he retains better than what he learns when he's older. As we refer to it as girsa diyankusa. The Gemara says, the mitzvah of hadlakas neiros shel Chanukah is from mishatishka hachama, when the sun sets, until ad shetichla regel min hashuk, until people leave the marketplace. Regarding mishatishka hachama, there are three shitas as to when the beginning of the Zman of Hadlakas Neiros Shel Chanukah is. The Rosh and the Tur, in Aruch Chaim, Simen, Tov Reish Ayin Beis, Sif Aleph, say that this is when the sun finishes setting. The Shitas Hagra is the beginning of the sunset, and the Rashba, the Ran, and the Meiri hold the beginning of the Zman is at the second sunset, the Shkia Shnia, which is learned as 1/4 hour before nightfall. This is brought in Aruch Chaim, Simen Reish Samach Aleph, Sif Beis. But the Mishnah Brura, however, says that one should put in enough oil, regardless of what the shita that one holds, one should put in enough oil so the menorah continues to burn till at least a half hour after Tzeis HaKechavim. In terms of Ad Shetichla Regel Min Hashuk, when is the end, the final zman, that people should light lechatchila? This is until the last people leave the marketplace. And this is referring to the Tarmudayim. These are the people who sold wood, which really is at the end of the marketplace time, when the last people leave the marketplace. What about if a person is not home until late? Let's say the Zman of Ad Shetichla Regel Min Hashuk, for example, is 7:30 p.m., but the person doesn't get home till 10 p.m. What should he do? The Rama says, really, a person has all night to light. As long as somebody else is up to see him light, you'll be able to get Pirsumei Nisa by having that other person watch it, then you can light even till 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, or all night for that matter. The Marashal, however, holds that the Zman is only till Chatzais, and the Mishnah Brura says, we paskin like the Rama b'diavad. If you have it, a person can really light a whole night as long as somebody's up to see him lighting, or at least to see the candles that they're actually lit in order to get the Pirsumei Nisa. Taisu says B'Shem Nuri that today, since we light inside our houses and the Pirsumei Nisa is for the people of our family who is in the house, but the Evid one can light even after the Zman of Ad Shetichla Regel Min Hashuk, as we mentioned before. Whether the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa is only for Klal Yisrael, or for the Goyim as well, is a Machlokes Rishayim. Rashi says it's for the Goyim, and the Rif says the mitzvah Pirsumei Nisa is just for Klal Yisrael. Tan Rabbanan, mitzvah Chanukah ner ish ubeisai. The basic mitzvah of ner Chanukah is a single ner on each night within each household. That means in each household, we light one candle for everybody in the household, every night of Chanukah. One who wants to light l'mahadran lights one ner for each person in the household. That means each person who's living in the house would light one candle on each night of Chanukah. And mahadrin min ha-mahadrin is that we light more than one candle on certain nights of Chanukah. Now here there's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, on night number one, we light 8 candles. On night number two, we light 7 candles. So we begin with many candles, and we work our way down. So by night number 8, we light only 1 candle. The logic here is, since on night one, I have 8 days left, I light 8 candles. Yomim hanichnasim. Another reason, according to Beis Shammai, we light 8 on night number one is because the karbanos of Sukkos got less and less as the days progressed further into Sukkos. Beis Hillel says just the opposite. On day number one, we light 1 candle. On day number two, we light 2 candles. So by the time we get to day number 8, or night number 8, we light 8 candles. He holds this because on each day, we have more days that have passed. Yamim hayoytzim. Or another reason, because Ma'ilim b'kodesh should be Ein Meridin. We go up in Kedusha, not down. So on night number one, we light 1. On night number two, we have to light 2, and so on. Regarding the concept of mitzvahs, mahadrin, mina mahadrin, according to Tosfos, this means that we change the number on each day, but only the head of the household lights, nobody else. So the mahadrin, mina mahadrin means we're lighting multiple candles, but still only one person lights. The Rama, however, paskins that we do like Beis Hillel, that we start with night number one, we light 1 candle, night number two, we light 2 candles, and so on. But not only do we increase the candles as we go through the nights, but mahadrin min ha-mahadrin also means that everybody in the house lights for themselves. That's called mahadrin min ha-mahadrin. Near Hanukkah, the mitzvah is to place them by the door of one's house on the outside of the door for the purpose of pirsumei nisa. Rashi says this means that the Pesach Beisai, the entrance to the house, not the Pesach Chatzerai next to the Rishus HaRabim. Tosfos says this means the doorway of the Chatzer next to the Rishus HaRabim. If one lives upstairs, he should place it on the inside of the window, which faces the Rishus HaRabim. In a time of Sakana, where they didn't want to publicize this too openly because they were afraid, then one can place it on the table inside of the house, so the people inside the house will see it. That's called Pirsumei Nisa. Rava said, in addition to the regular candles of the night, we need an extra ner to be lit on the menorah, because Ein Rishus L'shtamish Bahem, a person is not allowed to have Hanah from the regular Hanukkah candles, he puts an extra ner on the menorah. So if he gets Hanah, he'll be getting it from that extra candle. Rashi says that this ner is a heker to remind someone not to use the ner Hanukkah for personal use. This extra ner is what we refer today to as the Shamas, which we use as the flame to light the other candles with. The Gemara asks, my Hanukkah, what is Hanukkah? I.e., on what miracle were Chazal Kevea the Chag of Hanukkah? The Gemara answers, on Chaf Hei Kislev, we begin the 8 days of Hanukkah. It is usher to do hespit, or fast, on those days, since when the Yevanim, the Greeks, came into the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash, they were metame all the oil, and when the Malchus Beis Hashmonai strengthened themselves and won over the Yevanim, they checked the entire Heichal for oil to be able to light the menorah, but found only one small jug of oil with a kosher seal, and there was only enough oil to last 1 day. They lit it with this oil, and the miracle happened is that it lasted for 8 days, a miracle. So the next year they were Kaveh Achag, with Halel and Haidah, i.e. Al Hanisim, in Shemon Esrei and Birchas Hamazon, but there was no Isser of Melocha. Here we should point out 2 famous questions about Hanukkah. One question is, why do we celebrate Hanukkah for 8 days and not celebrate it for 7 days? Really, the miracle that occurred was in the fact that the oil burnt for 7 additional days. There was only enough oil for 1 day, but instead the oil burnt for 8 days. So we should celebrate Hanukkah for the 7 extra days where the miracle occurred, because the first night there was enough oil, really, for it to burn for 1 day. One of the terutzim of the Beis Yosef is that even on the first night, normally when oil burns, the oil begins hour by hour to become less and less. But even on the first night, the oil did not become less and less. So it was clear to everybody that a miracle was occurring even on the first night, not only on all the subsequent nights. That's why we celebrate Hanukkah for 8 days and not for 7 days. The other question is the question of the Levush. Why is it that on Hanukkah, we know that normally, on the Yom Tovim, for example, we have Hallel, we have Sudas, and we have special items and mitzvahs that we do on all the Yom Tovim. These two are considered to be Chashuva days because of miracles that occurred to Klal Yisrael. But there are things missing on each of the days. On Hanukkah, we say Hallel, but we do not have a special Suda. And on Purim, we have a special Suda for Purim. So this Haidah for the fact that we were saved, but we don't say Hallel. Why is it that we have Hallel on Hanukkah, but no Suda? And we have Suda on Purim, but no Hallel? Why do we have this particular phenomenon? The Levush answers, because on Hanukkah, the destruction that was attempted for Bnei Yisrael was a destruction that had to do with Ruchnias. It was a Ruchnias, it was a spiritual destruction regarding the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, we say Hallel because that's something spiritual, but we don't do a Suda because a Suda is something physical. Mashenken and Purim. Purim, Haman tried to destroy us physically, but there was nothing really spiritual about that. Therefore, we make a Suda on Purim because Suda represents something physical. Mashenken Hallel we don't say because it wasn't really something spiritual. The Gemara says if a spark flies out from the blacksmith's hammer and does damage, the blacksmith is chayev for anything that got damaged. If a camel is carrying straw, and the straw sticks out, the straw is running now perpendicular to the back, on top of the back of the camel, and the straw sticks out into a store, and within the store there was a little fire, and the fire catches onto the straw, and now it creates a very big fire and damages the store and other things, we say that the Baal HaGomel is chayev, the person who owns the camel is chayev. Since he was negligent, he shouldn't have let the straw protrude into the stores as the camel is walking. If the Chenveni, however, sets up a candle outside the store, and that candle which is outside the store catches fire with straw which is on a camel just stam walking in the street, then the Chenveni is chayev, because in that case, the storekeeper should be more careful. He shouldn't have left a running flame outside the store when he saw a camel coming with straw on its back. Rabbi Yehuda says, however, if we're dealing with near Hanukkah, then the Chenveni is pater, since the Baal HaGomel should have anticipated that was Hanukkah, and there would be candles lit on the outside. By the way, this is one of the only two places in Mishnayos where the word Hanukkah is mentioned. We know here we have the sugya of Hanukkah, which is here in the Gemara, but Hanukkah is only mentioned in two places in Mishnah. One is here in Bava Kamma, and two is a Mishnah in Bikurim. From this Mishnah, we learn that it's a mitzvah to put the Ner Hanukkah within 10 tefachim of the ground. Daf Chav Beis. Rabbi Kahana said a Ner Hanukkah which is placed higher than 20 amos, which is about 40 feet, is pasul, since it's too high for people to see, so there's no persum enisa. It's just like sukkah, where if the schach is more than 20 amos above the ground, the sukkah is pasul, or if the kaira over a mavui is more than 20 amos tall, or more than 20 amos above the ground, the Erev Chatzeres is pasul, and carrying would be usur in that area. Rabbi Kahana also said, regarding the pasuk by Yosef in Bereishis Lamed Zayin, what is meant when the Torah says, V'habor reik ein b'mayim, and the pit that the brothers put Yosef in was empty, and there was no water in it. If it says that it was empty, doesn't it mean there was no water? It means that there was no water in it because it was empty. Our answer is, mayim ein b'y. It means when it says, V'habor reik, it was empty, it means mayim ein b'y, there was no water in it. But ein b'mayim is coming to tell us, aval nechashim b'akrabim yesh b'y. There were snakes and there were scorpions. But it was so far down that the brothers couldn't see the snakes and the scorpions. An obvious question is, what is this Gemara doing here? How is this related to Hanukkah? We have a whole sugya where we're talking about my Hanukkah, and near Hanukkah which is placed more than 20 amos. Later on, right after this, we're going to be talking about that near Hanukkah needs to be placed near the tefach of a door, within the tefach of a door. And right in the middle of all this, we have a question of, b'habor reik ein b'mayim. What does this have to do with Hanukkah? First of all, you could answer that once we bring the Meimah from Rav Kahana, who was the Mandi Yamru who said that a Ner Hanukkah which is placed higher than 20 amos is possible, because it's not possible to have Persum Enisa. People can't see it properly. Once we're bringing a Meima from Rav Kahana, we bring another Meima from Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana is the one who also asked the question of Aboreik and Bamayim, what does it have to say both for? Also, you could answer that the whole Inyan of 20 amos that we mentioned from Rav Kahana before, that if a Ner Hanukkah is placed higher than 20 amos, it's possible since it's too high for people to see, that is learned from the pasuk of Habor Reik Ein B'mayim, because the fact that the brothers didn't see the Nechashim B'Akrovim is because the pit was more than 20 amos deep, and they couldn't see. So you have a raya, the fact that it was 20 amos deep, and they couldn't see it. The same thing is true by Ner Hanukkah. If it's more than 20 amos high, people can't see it. And that same thing, by the way, also applies to sukkah as well. If a sukkah is more than 20 amos high, people can't see it. Schach. Therefore, it's no good. Also, another interesting side point is Parshas Vayeshev very often is Shabbos Hanukkah, and so the two are related. Going back to the Gemara, Rabbah said that Ner Hanukkah should be placed within a tefach of the door. On which side of the door? Rabbi Achab Rei de Rava said on the right side when entering, and Rabbi Shmuel Midifti said the left side when entering. And the locha is on the left side when coming in. So that the neiros are on the left side opposite the mezuzah, which is on the right side, derech biyascha. So one is surrounded completely by mitzvahs. And they asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Is it mutter to use the noi sukkah during sukkahs, the decorations of the sukkah? He answered, they should not use it, because this is a bizui mitzvah, unless he made a tanai before yontiv that he would use it. Rav said, one should not light one ner Chanukah from the other. Shmuel said, this is okay. Rav said, one can't take tzitzis off of one beged and put it on a different beged. Shmuel said, this is okay. Rav said, the halacha is not like Reb Shimon regarding gririn, dragging a bed. Shmuel says that it is like Reb Shimon. This machlekes tanoim, if a davar she'ena miskaven is mutter or not, i.e. if one is allowed to perform an act which is mutter on Shabbos, when it is shayach that he'll incidentally do a malacha which is aser. In the classical case, it's if a person drags a bed across grass. He doesn't intend to do any malacha, he just wants to move the bed. But there's a possibility he'll create a chritz in the ground, a furrow, which should be the malacha of chayrish. According to Reb Shimon, this is mutter, because davar she'ena miskaven is mutter. According to Reb Yehuda, this is aser, because davar she'ena miskaven is aser. Of course, even according to Reb Shimon, we should just point out, we'll learn the sugya a little bit later on Daf Mem, that according to Reb Shimon, who holds davar she'ena miskaven is mutter. However, if there is a psik resha, if it's inevitable, if it's certain that the malacha will occur, and if he drags it over the ground, he will create a furrow, then in that case, even Reb Shimon would be maida that a davar she'ena miskaven is aser. Psik resha means if you cut off the head of a chicken. Psik resha v'layamas, of course, if you're going to cut the head off of a chicken, of course, it's inevitable that the chicken is going to die. So the same thing here. If it's inevitable that it's going to create a furrow, and it's going to make that a person will be able to do the malacha, or will do the malacha of cheresh, then of course it's aser, even according to Reb Shimon. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about if there's a possibility that will occur. In that case, Reb Shimon would hold, davar she'ena miskaven is mutter. Normally, by the way, the rule is that the halacha is like Rav by Isurim, and like Shmuel by Mominus. But Abaye said, regarding all shilas, when there's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel be'isur, we paskin like Rav, as we just mentioned, except in these three cases here that we just brought down. Malikin miner l'ner, matirin mibeged l'beged by tzitzis, and the fact that halacha is like Reb Shimon, bigrera, that davar she'ena miskaven is mutter. Here are the three examples that even by Yisurim, we paskin like Shmuel, in these three cases. The Talmidim said, according to Rav, you can't light on Chanukah miner l'ner, since it's considered a bizoy mitzvah. It's a bizoyan. Others said that it's aser, since you can't make the first candle less when you do that. The purpose of the lights of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was to show the world that the Shechina is Shaira with Klal Yisrael. Specifically, this refers to the Ner Maravi, the western lamp of the menorah, i.e. the menorah was placed in the eastern part of the Heichal. It's a machlokes in Menachas, exactly which Ner this was, and it's totally as to whether the menorah actually was positioned east to west or north to south. From the Pasuk in Vayikra, Yarech, we learn that the Neiros of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash must stay lit all night, even on the longest night of the year, which is in Teves. The Gemara says the Pasuk in the Shaila of Ner Lener, they looked at a different Shaila. By Neiros Chanukah, do we say Hanacha Eise Mitzvah, the placement is the mitzvah itself, so therefore Ein Malikim in Ner Lener, or Hadlaka Eise Mitzvah, the kindling is what does the mitzvah, therefore Malikin Miner Lener. Lamaisa, we paskin that hadlaka, isa mitzvah, and therefore also like Shmuel, that madlikin miner l'ner. However, there's a machlekes rishayim as to exactly what this gemara means. The Rush and the Rambam rule, as it's brought in Kuntres Aladav, that lighting one Chanukah licht from another is mutter only if it's done directly without the use of a match. Taking fire from a Chanukah licht with a non-mitzvah item, for example, such as a match, it's considered disrespectful to the mitzvah, a bizui mitzvah, even if it's done for the purpose of lighting a menorah. The Magid Avram, however, in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Dalet, says that if someone's Chanukah licht goes out, he may not rekindle it with another Chanukah light, because as stated before, the Shulchan Aruch rules that there's no mitzvah to rekindle an extinguished Chanukah light, even if it went out prematurely. As we said, kofsa ein zokukla. The Ramah, however, paskins in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Dalet, Sif Aleph, that we should be machmer, not to light even directly from one ner to the other. But rather, we have to light. If one goes out, we should use the shamas. Question. By Neiros Chanukah, do we say Hanacha Eise Mitzvah, placing the menorah as the mitzvah, or Hadlaka Eise Mitzvah, the lighting is the actual mitzvah? Ramah paskins, Hadlaka Eise Mitzvah, as we learn from the Nusach of the Bracha that we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah Eise Mitzvahnu, Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. If a chereshayt of a katan lights neros Chanukah, if there might see others, the others are not yaitse. But a woman can light for others, and the others are yaitse. This is brought la'alocha in the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tafrei Shayin Hei, Sifkan Yud, Ayin Sham for the details. But what about the fact that mitzvahs asei shazman grama, that a woman is not mechuyev in a mitzvah asei shazman grama, so how can she be might see others? Our answers from Yeshua ben Levi, they are really mechuyev in Eros Chanukah, even though it's a mitzvah asei shazman grama, because afhein hayu ba'aseh hanes, they too were involved in the miracle of Chanukah. And here we have a machlokes rishayim as to exactly what afhein hayu ba'aseh hanes means. Either it means that they were also involved in the oppression, since all Basulais had to first submit to the local Greek general, or it means that they, the women, were the main catalyst for the miracle. I.e. Yehudas, who fed the Greek general cheese to make him thirsty, gave him wine to make him drunk, and then cut off his head. The Rashbam says, Afhein oya ba'isa anes means that the women were the catalysts for the Ness. For example, Yehudas by Chanukah, Esther by Purim, and by Pesach, Bischus Nashim Tzidkanius Nigalu, by the Arba Kaisis. That's why women are mechuyev in these three mitzvahs, even though they're mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Taisus argues and says, Afhein isn't mashma they themselves, but rather they also, i.e. they were part of it along with the men. They were saved via a nes along with the men. Afhein, they also. If this is so, why then aren't women mechuyev in sukkah as well? Afhein, Taisus explains, and Psachim can only be used to be mechayev a woman on a mitzvah derabanan, not a mitzvah deraisa like sukkah. So for example, Chanukah, Purim, and Arba Kaisis, which are all midirabanan, there you could say afhein hayu ba'aseh hanes, since women were either the catalyst or they were also involved, therefore they're also mechuyev, even though it's a mitzvah seish hazman grama. But sukkah, which is a mitzvah deraisa, there you can't say afhein hayu ba'aseh hanes to be mechayev them in a mitzvah seish hazman grama. The Gemara says a guest in someone else's house must also light Ner Chanukah, and the Mechaber in Arachayim Siman Tav Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph writes that he can also give a pruta to the Balabayas to be Mishtatev. In fact, he should give a pruta to be Mishtatev. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says all oils are good for Ner Chanukah, but Shemen Zayit, olive oil, is Min HaMufchar, since it yields a clearer fire and is really the best oil. And the Rama in Siman Tav Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Aleph writes that our minig is that if one person does not have olive oil to light, he's allowed to use wax candles, because the light produced by wax candles is as clear as the light produced by olive oil. The Mishnah Berurah, however, in Sifkat and Dalad, writes that even though the light of wax candles is clear and is as clear as olive oil is still preferred over wax, since the Chanukah miracle took place with Shemen Zayis. And the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Reish Ayin Beis, Sif Beis, says that one has to put enough oil in the menorah to burn for at least a half hour. And if the menorah burns longer than a half hour, it's mutter for a person to extinguish those lights. The Gemara says one who lights near his Chanukah must make a bracha. And if someone sees near Chanukah from the road, and he knows they will have no access to Neris that night, for example, he's on a ship, then he should also make a bracha upon seeing the near Chanukah. Rabbi Yehuda says on the first night of Chanukah we make three brachas. Lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, she'asa nisim aveisenu, and she'achiyanu. One who just sees the lights makes only two brachas, she'asa nisim aveisenu, and she'achiyanu. He doesn't make lahadlik because he's not lighting. On the other seven nights, we make only two brachas, lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, and she'asa nisim aveisenu. But on the rest of the nights, if one just sees it, he makes only one bracha. And the first bracha, when a person makes the bracha, is asher kidushanu mitzvayse v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. I think Gemara asks, how do we say vitzivanu? This is not midaraisa. So where were we mitzuva min haTorah to have the chag of Chanukah and i.e. to make a bracha? Our answer is that we learn from the pasuk in Devarim Yudzayin Loisaser that if a chachamim make a takana, they become now the conduit to bring a tzivre from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, i.e. it's only called the Rabbanan, still that's called vitzivanu enough to make the bracha. Rapuna says, if a house opens up to a chatzar and it has two entrances, each entrance requires its own menorah. Rava says, that's only if the entrances are on two separate sides, since we have to be chayshish rachshad. People who pass on the unlit side will think that this person doesn't like Chanukah. Rava says, if someone only has enough money to buy a ner Shabbos or ner Chanukah, then ner Shabbos comes first, because it's needed for Shalom Bayis. If he has only enough money for Ner Shabbos or Yayin LeKiddush, so Ner comes first, again because of Shalom Bayis. What if one has a choice between Ner Chanukah or Yayin LeKiddush? Do we say Ner due to Pirsum Enisa, or do we say Kiddush because of Tadir V'she'ena Tadir, Tadir Kaidim? Kiddush is more often. And he said that Ner Chanukah comes first because of Pirsum Enisa. And Rav Huna added, if one is consistent with the mitzvah of Ner, he'll be zeicha to have banav Talmidei Chachamim. As Rashi says, ki Ner mitzvah b'tayra'ar. The Gemara says, if one is careful in the mitzvah of mezuzah, he'll be zeicha to have a nice home. If one is nizer and tzitzis, he'll be zeicha to have a beautiful talis. In Kiddush, he'll be zeicha to have a lot of wine. In fact, Rav Huna used to notice that Rav Oven, the carpenter, was very nizer in the mitzvah of Ner, and in fact, he had two great gedolim as children. Finally, the wife of Rabbi Yosef used to light Neiris very close to Shabbos. And Rabbi Yosef was afraid of this, and he told her to be careful to light a little bit earlier so as not to get into the possibility of Chilul Shabbos.